You're listening to SBS News.
At the age of 31, Goran Tomasevic knew these Olympics were probably the last chance he'd get to play his chosen sport at the highest level.
It's very hard to describe the level of excitement and adrenaline. You know, it's been tough to sleep lately, but we've been training extremely hard for the last 6 months, and we just kind of started tapering down and recovering and getting ready for the trip.
Australia's team is called the Sharks, and they head to Hawaii this week for a 12-day training camp where they'll play a number of practice games against the United States. Australia has been drawn in Group B in Tokyo, and it includes the top four finishers from Rio in 2016, Serbia, Goran's own Croatia, Montenegro and Spain. Australia's final group match will be against Kazakhstan. Tomasevic admits it's a difficult group to progress from, with Australia needing to finish fourth or better in the six-nation group to advance to the final eight.
It is an extremely tough group, the group of death as they call it, but we're confident we have a good chance, we're ready, we've been watching the videos, and we spend probably more time than any other team together. We have a few players joining from the Italian and Spanish league, they're ready to go, so you know, we're hoping for the best.
At the age of 6, Tomasevic took up water polo, and by the age of 18, his dedication to the sport opened up new doors, ultimately leading to his move to Australia. He takes up the story.
I got a scholarship to play at the University of the Pacific, which is an incredible private school in Northern California, where I spent 4.5 years after I graduated from Pacific. I was lucky enough to get an internship to work here with Macquarie Investment Bank and at the same time play for Sydney University Lions. So I managed to keep this balance between the school or now work and Warrapool at the same time, which I was fortunate to do. And, 6 years later, I got an invitation to join the Australian team, and here I am.
He met his partner, Angela, when he went back to visit Croatia on holiday, and they have lived here happily for the past 4 years. But for the next few weeks, the trip to Hawaii and then the Olympics will keep them temporarily separated as he focuses on helping his adopted country to try and win a medal. He's had to come a long way to fulfil his Olympic ambitions, but it was thanks to the help of people from his homeland that made the transition to life in Australia so successful.
Of course, and both Croatian and Serbian community. My coach was Serbian at Sydney Uni, now Croatian. A couple of friends from Croatian and Serbian community, and everyone was extremely supportive from the day I came here. And, you know, they all just make it so much easier for me, make the homesick a bit easier to deal with and make me feel like I'm at home.
The Australian team has a unique claim at these Olympics, boasting two sets of brothers. Blake and Lockie Edwards and George and Andrew Ford make up more than a quarter of the 13-man squad. Goran Tomasevic says for once, blood isn't thicker than water when it comes to the Sharks.
It's pretty special, and that just kind of goes to say how close this team is, right? And the funny thing is that we're so close between each other that you wouldn't even be able to recognize those two are actually the brothers, given the way we behave with each other, right? So it's a pretty special team, and the guys are working hard for and sacrificing so much, trying to balance their work lives and sport lives, and it's a pure love for the sport. Yeah, it's pretty unique. I don't think there's any other team like this one around the globe.
Australia's first opponent in the water polo at the Olympics will be Montenegro on Sunday, the 25th of July. John Baldock, SBS News. We'll be right back.